Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Labotondoria Babarabande. Sekende lelebo soto imama malekete. Kirimandele. Word of God declare that if we pray in the spirit and if we have no interpretation, we are actually praying to God, building up ourselves. So tonight I come and I'm praying in the spirit and I'm building up myself in the Holy Spirit. And I'm inviting the Holy Spirit to come in tonight to be the guide, be the teacher. Be our strength, be our deliverer, be our sustainer. Oh God, we need him so much tonight. So tonight I come and I ask the Holy Spirit by, first of all, I ask Jesus by the Holy Spirit, come now and to wash me in the blood of Jesus. Clean me, cleanse me, guide me. Give me the information that I may be able to speak what the Holy Spirit want me to say and do tonight. I hide myself behind the cross. I pray that the Holy Spirit will come forth and minister to individuals tonight. I pray that the person that listens to the recording tomorrow, Lord God, that they will get the same effect like that we are going to be getting tonight. I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide and show us things to come. I will hide myself now behind the cross and let the Holy Spirit come forth, that the Holy Spirit can be glorified through us. We are ambassador for him in the earth, and we don't know nothing and we can't do nothing without him. So tonight we welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. We welcome you wherever our locations are or wherever we reside. Oh, hallelujah, God Almighty. Father, we need you so much. Father, we see the time and we need you so much. We don't have words to even say, we don't have words for it to come out of our mouth. We can't speak. We can't do nothing without you. So I hide myself now behind the cross. And I let you, Holy Spirit, come forth now and be glorified through me. Be glorified through your individuals. Be glorified through your people. Be glorified on this earth that men may know that you alone is Jehovah and your ways are just and true. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now. We have separated ourselves from our family, from everything, just to come and to sit and to bow and to lay ourselves before your throne room this night. Father, we ask you to open up our eyes that we may be able to see. Give us spiritual understanding that we may be able to know. Give us wisdom that we may be able to cipher things. Give us the understanding that we may be able to put it in place and know how to, when we're ciphering, how to connect the dots. Holy Father, God Almighty, you said, Lord Jesus, if anybody lack wisdom to come and ask of you, and you, Holy Father, will give it to us, Lord Jesus. You said right here in your word, Almighty God, about the different kinds of spirit, oh God, gifts and spirit, oh God. And one of them is wisdom, one of them is understanding. Father, Alamo, Kishikilabondoi. Give us understanding, Lord. Give us wisdom how to articulate, God. Wisdom comes from you, Lord God. We will be like Solomon tonight, Lord God. That we ask for you to give us wisdom, Lord Jesus. Give us understanding. Give us joy. Give us peace in our wisdom and in understanding. Give us eyes that we may be able to see. Open up our eyes that we may be able to see what's coming down the pike, as they would say. Father God, let us move over and let you come to us, God. Let us not run into destructive enemies and destructive spirit and destructive elements, God. Teach us now how to discern. Teach us now how to cipher. Teach us now how to have mathematical capabilities in the spirit. How to know one and one is two and two and two is four. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, we beseech you tonight, God. Only you, Lord Jesus. Only you, Lord God. Nobody knows the end. Nobody knows the end. Only you, God. You know every hair upon our head. Only you knows everything, God. We have nothing. We come in this world with nothing. And we're going to leave with nothing. We cannot take nothing with us. Even if they put clothes on us in the casket, we leave with nothing. I don't care how we get dressed up and what we look like when we get ready to leave this earth in this man-made body. We leave with nothing. Only our spirit will come back to you. So we break and we bind every evil thought, every evil spirit that want to come and to lodge and to connect now with this body, because he cannot touch our spirit man. He can only come and attach himself to our bodies. God Almighty, give us understanding that we may know, Lord God, that though we walk in the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because you are always with us. Send your mighty angels to encamp around about us. Hallelujah. We are the Michael the Archangel, Kilabundoroba. Angels of war, Kilamandele Remandele I hear financial angels. Release financial angels. Release your financial angels, God. Angels of finances, go now and touch who need a financial miracle. $5,000. Touch that car that's giving problem. Touch the engine. Touch the brake shoe, Kelebambalababa. Touch the water pump, Palabambalababa. Overall. Touch the finances in their house. Touch it in their hands, Lekeleba. Touch their mortgage. Bring it down, Almighty God. If they need a house, give it to them, Lord. The hurt is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Drive out every evil force out of the homes right now. Every spirit of witchcraft, break it and bind it right now. Every destructive force, break it and bind it now. Release the blood of Jesus over every doorpost. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the ones that are driving tonight, give them traveling mercies. Go on top of the hood and the bumper, Lord. The ones that's in the New England area and all around the adjacent places with the storm and the calabosta, the man-made storm. Father God, we say touch every place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Ramamaleke Shikilobote. Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name. Touch now. Touch, 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 touch. Father, you talk about the weather. You said it was going to be like this. There was going to be a change. But we know man is manipulating the time and the weather. Man trying to be like their God. Father, I pray that they'll get saved in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God Almighty. Oh, Ramande Kelebabalobandola Baekelebaboyi. Oh, Imamalabandeleba Runde Kelebandeleba. I have my favorite Bible. I don't know where I do my favorite Bible. I can't find my favorite Bible. I got a lot of Bibles, but I can't find my favorite Bible. Sekoraba. Ramande Sakaraba. Hey, Indaladade. Remande Salabote. Yananande Sakandeleba. Remande Sakalaboy. Yende Sekalabunde. Remande Lebaste. Remande Lebasta Yengala. Jesus. 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 Lamate. Uramanani kendele mande. Shayamahu kotala beke. Shandale ba tokola. Weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty. They're mighty true God for the pulling down of every stronghold. Be mighty, they are mighty, they're mighty. They're mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nesta bokore baba. Mekende shatelele. Miramande lebasete. Kine mandokola bale. Oh, Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Lamane Kendale. I see the waters. I see the waters of heaven coming down on this earth. Chikalama, I see changes. I see changes. War in the east, war in the west, supernatural war, spiritual war, calling it natural war. We got to pray. We got to pray, raising up watchmen, raising up watchmen. We gotta pray. We can't sit back. Yeah, I smell something, and I sent out the fasting this evening. And I see something. We got to pray. This is prophecy is not for to make you fearful. Prophecy is just a warning, just to give you the information so that you can be prepared. So when you see these things start happening, you're not fearful. You know how to pray and you know how to stand. I am looking for some stuff that I had written down today in the middle of this book, and I felt that's what we are going to be fasting about tomorrow, and we need to be also praying in regards to some of these scripture. One of them was Psalms 91. We prayed, we fast about Psalms 91 last week. And I feel in my heart again this week, there is something that's coming down the pike. Look, stay prayerful. Stay vigilant. If you have children, pray over your children. Pray over your family. Pray over yourself. Cover yourself with the blood. It is intense in the spirit. The enemy is at war with the church. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Do not get caught up with this world. Do not get caught up in the world. Do not get caught up in the world. Stay focused on Jesus. Use the word of God for your advantage. Do not be fearful. Don't be fearful. Don't be scared. Don't be scared at what's going to happen. Don't worry. Don't worry. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Leaning not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will or he shall direct your path. I don't understand. I don't know what's going to happen, but I sense something in the spirit that we need to be vigilant. We need to be sober. Our adversary, the enemy, is upset and is very, very mad. We'll try to take out whoever he wants to take out. This is serious. We are living in serious times. Wow. I don't know what I did in my paper. You can't hear about brimstone and fire. Brimstone. I hear the word brimstone and fire. Fire, 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 fire. When fire comes, what does fire does when it comes? When fire comes, it comes to, like for instance, when you're in Jamaica and you're making a fire. In order for you to have your food or you're out there in the element, you have to have fire. Unless it's pre-made. And you even do need fire to warm it up. Unless you're gonna eat it cold. Like for tomorrow, it's gonna be cold. So fire is very important. You also in the spirit, fire is it comes to clean out your muck out of your life. Also, when the locksmith, or not in the locksmith, but when the person goes out there and find the gold comes out dirty, but it have to go through the refining fire. I see that fire. But this fire that I see is the fire of the Holy Ghost, is the Holy Spirit. This fire comes and this fire is going to come and this fire is going to clean, it's going to cleanse. We need to have the Holy Spirit. I see the fire of God. Don't worry, don't be fearful. I'm telling you, there is something coming. And I would say war. Well, something is coming. I smell it. I see it. I feel it. I smell it. I feel it. I smell it. I was sitting down putting the fasting together this today, and I'm not feeling 100%, but I just had to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And there's a war coming. I mean, I don't know when, but I could smell it and I could see it. I could see it. So that's why these scriptures that we receive today is going to be so important tomorrow when you fast. Even 1 hour tomorrow when you fast. Could we not pray for 1 hour? Could we not be up for 1 hour? That's what Jesus said to the disciples when he was getting ready to die for us. And he leave them and he went and come back and they were still sleeping. Could we not just stay up for an hour? And this is what it's all about. We fast from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. But in that fasting structure or in that fasting mechanism, we're only going to require to meditate on 1 hour. Now, John 10:10, the thief comes. So even though that fire is coming to disrupt our family, to try to take us down, we are going to make it because we're not going to shift or slide. We're going to stand. It doesn't matter what it is in the odd, in the time, we're going to trust Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Why? Because he said he has given us power. What is that power? That power is like that light. When you take your thing and put it to the, I don't know what you call it, but when you go into your house and it's dark and you switch the light, that's power that comes on. That's light. That's authority because you're saying, you know what? I want light. I want light now. You're not going to wait because you can't stumble in the dark. That's the same authority that Jesus Christ gave to us, according to what I'm looking for in the scripture. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah to the King. I have given you authority, Luke 10:19. You can go in and win tomorrow in your quiet time, in your 1 hour. Meditate upon that authority. Meditate upon that power. See yourself powerful. See yourself having authority that when you go into your car and you turn the car key with that authority, you know the engine is gonna come on. And if the engine doesn't come on for you to drive to where you want to go, you have to call the tow truck. And you still have authority because you pick up the phone and you call somebody to come and help you. You still have authority. So no matter what the enemy try to do to you, you still have authority. You hear me, Michi? You still have authority. It doesn't matter. You understand me? It doesn't matter how the enemy try to come in and try to take you down. You have authority. You have authority over every unclean spirit. You gotta get that in your head. You gotta get that in your spirit. You don't need to have a big old bank account. Look, man, the people who have all the money in Hollywood, they're going down. Somebody was dying the other day. This man was dying about last week. And he left a message to his children. Very sad, man, when you look at it. We don't want to wait until we get ready to die and go home to see Jesus. We want to enjoy life right now. We want to know that we have authority. Money is not going to do any. Yes, you know, it can pay our bills. But at the end of the day, only the love of God will help us. Love for your family, love for fellow man. And I understand that people hurt you. I do understand that. But that doesn't mean you have to be in their corner 24/7. But look, you still have to forgive them. People hurt me, man. People hurt me. Even the other day, I got hurt. But I still have to forgive. I'm not going to say I'm not going to talk about it. Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I'm not going to talk about it. But I have to forgive because that's the only thing that's going to make me be able to represent earth and to re represent heaven. You see, there are two different keys. You got one in the heaven and one in the earth. When you read Matthew 18, 18. When you read it, when you read Matthew 16, 19, those are our authority. Those keys will not be able to use if you don't know how to use them with your wisdom and your understanding and knowing that you have authority to put that key and say, I want the switch to turn and it's going to turn. Authority. God Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit breathe upon you and give you authority over all unclean spirit. It doesn't matter what they look like. And the other day I tried to give my brother-in-law some stuff. They don't want it because they're scared of dumping. That's what they call it in Jamaica. They're scared of ghosts. Now, if you flip the coin around and you take what I'm giving and go into that house, cover your head and go to bed and sleep on what I've given to you. And when them demons come, you laugh them out of the house. They may not even want to come in either because they know you have authority. I have given you authority over every unclean spirit. It doesn't matter what the spirit may look like. You have authority over everything. Galatians 5, go read it. Any spirit that's attacking you, any spirit that's Jesus Christ, that's messing with your family, that's messing with you. You have authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, you could stand in the glass in your house and you could look and you could say, thank you, Lord, I have authority over every unclean spirit. I'm not gonna tell you that demons ain't there because I know. I remember one time I was telling somebody yesterday, I went to Bridgeport. I think it was my niece. And I went to somebody's house and I was up in there sleeping. And when them spirits come and almost try to kill me, I'm not gonna tell you that there's not evil spirit. I'm not gonna tell you that's a life in the pit of hell. Anybody tell you that there's no evil spirit, tell them I tell them to come talk to me. Because I've been encountered so many different kind of evil spirits. Yes, they are there. And they're ready to take you out. But you have to know that you know that you know that you know. Execution, you know that when they come, you know, and you're gonna tell them to back up and back off. Look. So I've given you authority over every unclean spirit. Why? Because I have victory through Jesus Christ. Now, this is what we're going to be fasting on tomorrow. And we're going to stand on victory because something is coming down the pike where we have to go and stand and say, Lord God, I know that I'm in you. And if I die right now, I am going to be with you, Lord Jesus. And victory belongs to Jesus. And I could declare that victory belongs to him. And there's a song, Victory Belongs to Jesus, and I can't really sing the song. Victory belongs to him, something like that. So we have victory in Jesus Christ. We have victory in the blood. Father God, I thank you that the blood of Jesus cover us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. I thank you that they have an emoji that looks like a shape, like a diamond, like a blood. But Father God, we know that your blood represents your son. And on the cross, he died. And through his body, through his blood, through his mind, through his mouth, even when he said it is finished. The blood of Jesus represents the blood of Jesus cleanse. The blood of Jesus cleans. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. I'm from Jamaica. I'm born and raised in Jamaica. I go to the land where I'm from. I go to Jamaica and I plead the blood over my ancestors, over every single part of my family. The blood. Plead the blood over your family. Plead the blood over your generation. Take back what the enemy has stolen. Break it. Bind it. Kurada. Remango. Take it from the roots. Take it from the stomach. Oh, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Every pain in my body. Every sickness, every disease, every arthritis, Everything that's not of you, every mucus, every pain, every asthmatic spirit, every lupus, every Crohn's disease, every arthritis, diabetes, every cancer cell, anything. From the generation that's not of you, everything that the enemy brings in the mighty name of Jesus, overeating spirit, alcoholic spirit, cocaine and reefer, poverty, in the mighty name of Jesus, lying, demonic, destroying spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, the spirit that comes in like a fly and pitch on every doorpost and trying to come in and to raise Rekeba, Shekeba, Hema, Remama, Sokola, Yekeleba, havoc in my household, in my generation. Rumble every spirit, sexual demon, homosexuality in the bloodline, in the family line that comes and try to hook on lesbianism, every spirit. La whoring spirit from the generation. Spirit of a whore, a dog-like, animal-like spirit. We break it and we bind it in the spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our ancestral spirit. Every spirit that have eyes that walking around and roaming, we break it and we bind it in the spirit. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Every pain, every disease, every pain in the disease, we plead the blood of Jesus. We decree the blood of Jesus over every pain, over every pain, over every pain, every pain in the mighty name of Jesus. Every pain in my back, every pain in my shoulder, in my pain in my waist, in my knee, I plead the blood of Jesus. Every pain, glory to God. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Every pain in the bosata. Every breathing spirit, everything when your lungs is blocked up. Oh God. Generational curse. Generational curse. Generational curse. Curse of poverty. Curse of poverty. Every poverty spirit. Spirit from the generation that believed that we won't have anything when Jesus died on the cross and said it's finished in the word of God in Genesis 1. He said it, he said everything that he created was good. He has given us authority over everything. He told the Bakundura Bamashi, oh, Genesis 1. This Bible is so big, Lord. Where is my Bible? I want my Bible. I gotta go find my Bible, Jesus. God created man in his own image and likeness. He created in him male and female. He created them and he blessed them. And he said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish and the sea and the fowl. We have dominion over everything. Everything was placed in our hand, and then the second Adam came and he gave us reign over everything. Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise. And God said, everything that he has made, behold, it was very good. We got a very good hand. We got a very good mind. We got a very good spirit. We got a very good image created in the image of God. We have a very good to go for in the dungeon, in every single area that's barren, and bring it to life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, run after us, overtake us, Lord, overshadow us, Lord. Let Deuteronomy 28, let me go over there and make sure it's 28. Lemanoi. Ayana na. Oh, Raymond, Dakota, hi, Miramani. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the fire comes. Let the fire comes. Let the fire comes and burn out every single thing that's not of you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord, and to observe and to do what he command, and I command thee, he said, and all these blessing. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. Bless number 4. Bless number 5. Bless number 6. Bless number 7. Thou shalt bless us every single year. The Lord in verse 7 said, he'll cause thine enemy. The Lord shall cause thy enemy to rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and they will flee seven ways. I didn't say that. The word of God is life. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is a spirit. When you send the word of God, it's going to accomplish. The Lord shall command thee blessing upon thy storehouses. Not one house, but houses. Not one financial pocketbook, checkbook, but checkbooks. He will bless thee in the land. The Lord God will give you the land. Trust him and believe him to give you the land. Not man, but the Lord God Almighty to give you that land that they're trying to steal from you. Lilith, they will have to. Lilith, listen now, Lilith. Not elite, but Lilith. They will have to release what has been stolen from you in the countryside, in the hills of Jamaica, on your job. Who is trying to take you down on your job? They will flee one way. Just keep your mouth shut. You chat too much. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, take Deuteronomy 28. You hear me, Lily? Take Deuteronomy 28. And declare war on the enemy's war. They trying to take your job. They did not give you that job, but they cannot take it from you. All you have to do is to go over there and keep your mouth shut. The Lord is going to establish you in a holy place. He's going to put finances in your hands. You're going to bless the people of the earth. He's going to make you plenteous in dry land. The fruits of your body, which is your daughter, is going to be successful. No matter how they try to tear her down and put her down and talk all kind of trash about her, she's going to produce in the land, in the house, in the home. Anything that you're planning on buying new, it's going to come through. The Lord God Almighty is going to give you good treasures. Heaven, akato makinde, is going to rain upon you. Family members going to have to bow before you. Friends going to have to bow before you. That doesn't mean that it's you doing it. It's the Lord God Almighty doing it. The Lord God is going to make you the head and not the tail. If you will do what I told you to do before and now, he's going to bless you in the city. He's going to bless you in the field. He's going to bless you going out. And he's going to bless you coming in. Now, if you're on a job, any one of you on a job, and they're giving you problems, God is here to tell you that he's going to set you up into a new position. You're going to get the position that you need over 20,000, about $30,000 more than what you make now. I would go ahead and I would say, thank you, Lord, and I receive it in the name of Jesus. God is going to send you before someone, I think it's a man. And he's going to open up the doors for you in a job situation, something to do with education. God is going to move every stumbling block out of your way, and he's going to take your papers from the bottom and put it to the top. The Father God said, 2026 is your year. He said, this is the year that you need to give me praise and give me worship. This is the year for you to give out of your resources, he's saying. Give and I will give it back to you, Father God is saying. Press down, shaking down, running over, he's saying. That he's going to put into your bosom, say the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. People that needs home, people that needs home, he's going to set up your home for you. He is going to set up your home. He is going to move stumbling block. You're going to get the home that you need. Claudette, if you were online, this would be for you. I say for you tomorrow. Claudette, wherever you are, tomorrow go over and listen to this prophecy. This is for you. 2026 is your time for your home. There is a new position coming up for you, Jennifer. 2026. God is going to move you into the position that you need. You think you didn't want it, but that's going to be yours. Alamakoshi Tell Zach to keep on doing what he's doing. God is going to open up doors. God is going to open up doors and tell him not to give up. He should follow his dream. Do not settle for second best, say the Lord. Follow your dream, Zach, say God Almighty. Follow your dream. Follow your dream. The enemy comes in and will try to mess with your dream, but the Lord said, I have moved stumbling block out of your way, Zachariah. You need to listen to the Zach, and you need to go and you need to go study about your name and see who you are and how powerful you were and how powerful you are going to be. Debt comes back to life, Zachariah, and that's who you are. You are a life sustainer and a life giver to the generation. Don't get caught up in nothing else but my words, say the Father God. This is for me. Really, God? He said he's gonna take care of my family that I've been praying for. He said, Ruth, Elizabeth, I am going to save them. This is your year. You're gonna see them get saved. Even the ones that you see think were so bracing and can't move, I am going to move them for you, say the Lord God Almighty. Amashota, your husband is giving you problems. And you're thinking about leaving him. But the Lord God said, do not leave. Do not leave. And you know who I'm talking about. I could call your name, but I'm not going to because you don't want nobody in your business. And I'm not going to say that. But I'm going to tell you right now, do not leave. 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 Watch God. Watch God turn that around. And that woman that he have, fire on them. I declare fire upon that woman right now. Let she go find her own man. And your bedroom will not be defiled, say the Lord. Your bed will not be defiled, say the Lord God Almighty. I see that woman with a tie head on her head. She's a Jamaican woman too. And she's not gonna get away with this. And she's trying to want to get pregnant with her old self. She better go sit her butt down. And we just gonna break up that sperm. I mean, this is not the time to be sitting around and be praying no prayer, no nice prayer. I mean, no. It did no, this is not this is time for war. This is time for war in our bed. When these women or these men try to come into our family life, this is time when we got to go to war. And we got to say no. No. So I say back up and I call for every single ant's nest to go over there and play up in that bed. I am very serious. You will not come in and wreck this family. I don't think so. No. I remember the Father God gave me a scripture one time, and it's in Proverbs. That no woman will put his head, any woman head, my husband will put his head in. And it was right there in the word of God. You gotta get creative with God's word. Don't be sitting around and crying. If God said that's your husband and he gave you your husband, especially when y'all have kids, nobody is supposed to be coming in there and try to take nobody. Praise God. Every demonic source and force. Every demonic source and force. Every demonic source and force. We break it and we bind it. We break it and we bind it. Everything. And I see something too. And it's not nice. And I break it right now in the spirit. I break it. I'm not going to say it, but I break it. And you're going to see changes in your house. Tonight is a night of the prophetic. And every man's supposed to come home to their wife. And every wife's supposed to go home to their husband. And every children supposed to get in line with the word of God. We gotta take a stand. The enemy's not in charge of nothing. We have authority over every unclean, slaughtering, lying, demonic, savor, kukalaba, sekorama, spirit. Everyone that comes and call our names in the midnight hour, we can get up and say, get out and drive them out. Everyone that want to come in and mess with our water faucet at night, hear the pipe running, we could get up and tell them to get out of our house. You walk around and the hair on your hand stand up, you could turn around and say, back off and get the out of here. Get out. Hey, we got victory through Jesus Christ. Satan is bound, Matthew 18, 18. Trouble will come, but it's not going to come from Jesus. It is not coming from Jesus because he already overcome the world. No temptation. It doesn't matter what it looks like. We can overtake it through the blood of Jesus. Stand, hallelujah, in the face of evil. Stand in the face of evil and declare the blood of Jesus over our doorposts, according to the Israelites, when they were there being beaten up and taken down, and Dorabo shekese baba. Moses, go forth in Pharaoh's camp and say, let my people go. But Pharaoh was hard-headed. His heart was hard because Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let his heart be hard. And God had to show him something. Yeah. Because the blood of Jesus had to go on every doorpost. And that blood is on our doorpost, our heart. We can speak and we can say, back up, Satan. Back up, back up, back up, back up, back up. When we feel weak, everything that I'm talking about tonight is in our fasting for tomorrow. When we feel weak, when we feel weak, and we say we can't go no more, I can't do it anymore. You can stand in the awe or in the adversary face and say we have strength through him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you'll cause our enemies to flee. I thank you that you talk about one, and you talk about two, and you talk about the three cord that's not easily broken. And we stand, Lord Jesus. We stand. And we know that you are here in our midst. For when two or three are gathered, we know that you are in our midst. We know, Holy Spirit, that you are here. We know that you will lead and you will guide. We know, because your word is alive. We know, because your word is powerful. We know that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. We know that death and life is in the power of your tongue. So we use our tongue to speak life. We use our tongue to speak My, yes. Remind Killer Yemandosi Melani Lamotekele Mandele Boy Sharamama Shekola Baba. Shekele de baba. Chekela baba. For our God is a consuming fire. Fire of the living God. 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 Come now and consume us. Hebrews 12. Yeah. 29. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Okay, let me go see. Okay. All right. All right, Father. All right. Okay. He said, look what the word consuming means. All right. So I just took up my phone because normally I don't use my phone and I don't, okay, it's consuming. Consume. Consuming meaning or definition. Kalabote kelabababa. So when you consume something, you devour it. You eat it up, you gobble it up, you swallow it, you ingest it, you drink it, you take it up, you polish it off, consume. So we eat the fire of God. We drink the fire of God. We let it come in and consume our whole entire being. It's like it engulfs us. Our God is a consuming fire. Heavenly Father, this day and this night, we thank you as you manifest yourself through us. You're the one that knows how to destroy every single work of the enemy. Satan has no power and no authority unless we give it to him. We settle for you, Lord. We will not look to the right and we will not look to the left. We will thank you that you will consume us. We trust and we lean on you, leadership, guiding, protecting. Whatever that's coming, Lord, anoint us. Put your fire and your blood over our doorpost. Watch over us, mighty God. When we go in, be in our house with us. When we come out with us. Everywhere we go, consume us and our generation. Let there be a mark upon us, Lord God. Just like you do with the days of the Israelite, when the death angel came and look and see that blood, they could not touch. Because the blood represents you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let Hebrews 9, 10, 11 come alive in our lives. And 11, faith. Come by hearing and hearing by your word. Living God, merciful, creative Father of the living life that breathes through us, the life, the living life, your life that lives and reigns, the living life. We call for the living life of God to come now and saturate us. Come and consume us, Lord God. Ignite us this night, we pray. Watch now and consume us this day. Let your Holy Spirit come now and light us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Everywhere we walk, let your light shine upon us and through us, that men may see and know that you live and reign inside of us. Holy Spirit of the living God, we come now and we bow before you. And we lift our hands before you. And we say, we worship you, God Almighty. There is no God beside you. In you we move. And we have our being. Oh, mighty, 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 mighty God, creator of the universe. The one that saved to the Father and to the Holy Spirit. Jesus, let there be light. My God. And effective immediately, what came? Light. Light of the world. Light of the world. Light of the world, come now and dispel this darkness. Light of the world, Come and breathe now on us, we pray. Everywhere we go, Lord, let your light shine that men may know that you are Jehovah God. And we are your kingdom ambassadors on this earth. And we walk and we represent you in your lifestyle. We represent you in your lifestyle. Your lifestyle is joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Let your kingdom come now. Let every forces of darkness back up and back off. Because we declare that if God is for us, who dare to come and even stand before us? When we walk this earth, the light of Jesus Christ shines through us because he is the light of the world. And all he's looking for is a people to shine through them, that when we show up, every demon must bow and scream and says, "Why do you come to torment me before the time?" And we will say, "Shut up and go." And they will have to go, running with fire, fire under their tails, because we have the authority and the power to drive out every unclean spirit. He said, "I was looking for someone." And that person said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Look it up in the scriptures, it's in there. "Send me, Lord." And he said, "Okay, I'm sending you. And I'm going to give you the authority that was given to me. Even though you might be in the earth, I am going to be with you until the end. Sanctify them, Lord God Almighty. Not for their sake, but my sake, because I have given them the keys to our kingdom. And I have released them to go and to do the work that you have sent me. And now that I'm sitting with you at your right hand, I have charged them and I have sent them to finish the work. So, Father, be with them by your Spirit. Bless them, Father. Lead them, Father. Guide them, Father, by your Spirit. And whatever they need, reply, give it. Whatever they need, release, give it. Whatever they need to get the job done, give it now, this day, Father, because they are working for our kingdom. I stretch your hand to the heavens, and say, "Thank you, Lord, for anointing these fingers that we may be able to go forth and lay hands on the sick for them to recover. Put your hand over your mouth that we may be able to go forth and speak your word that people can be delivered. Put your hand over your eyes that we may be able to see in the realm of the spirit, that demonic source and force will have to bow when we show up. Makoshitina malete, put your hand over your ears that you may be able to have ears to hear, no matter what it may sound like, you will be able to hear over your knees, over your feet, that you will walk this earth in power and in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, over your belly, that the fire of God will come through your belly and come through your mouth. Out of your head. That you will not, will only walk with the Spirit of God out of your heart. It will not give you head knowledge. You will get heart knowledge from the Holy Spirit, and it will control your head. So you will move in your spirit and in your soul and in your body. Father God, this night we come and we bow and we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to welcome you on Thursday. We're going to have a prayer on Thursday night. And the Thursday night prayer is about, we're going to pray for the nation. We're going to pray for the nation. We're going to pray for this nation. And that's going to be the mandate on Thursday. So if you want to be online on Thursday, let me know. I'll send you the information. But we're going to be online on Thursday night at 7:30. I love you guys. Stay encouraged and stay blessed.